Cohen's Metropolitan Park Casino wins board's approval. A $8 billion casino development proposal, backed by New York Mets owner Steve Cohen, has been approved by all five Queens Borough community boards. Cohen partners with Hard Rock International to bring the proposal to life, with the goal of securing one of three coveted downstate casino licenses. The proposed development would convert 50 acres of parking lot space at Citi Field into a complex featuring a casino, hotel, and entertainment venues, all set amidst expansive green areas. Given the project's location within the designated communities surrounding Flushing Meadows Corona Park and the proposed Metropolitan Park, New York's casino approval regulations require that the proposal receive formal endorsement from the five local community boards. Cohen's team, led by Chief of Staff Michael Sullivan, made presentations to the community boards, where it received support from prominent residents, including former council members. However, Guardians of Flushing Bay, a local environmental nonprofit, voiced concerns about the project's potential impact at multiple board meetings. More hurdles on road to casino license approval. With the support from all five community boards, Metropolitan Park has achieved a significant milestone in its pursuit of a casino license. However, it must still navigate several regulatory hurdles before becoming a reality. To advance to the next stage, the proposal must receive formal approval from Queens Borough President Donovan Richards. This won't be difficult, as the president is a vocal supporter of the project. Further approvals are required from the New York City Planning Commission and City Council, with an additional review by a Queens Local Community Advisory Committee scheduled for next year. The project's most formidable challenge may be securing passage of a parkland alienation bill, mandatory for developing commercial projects on parklands. State Senator Jessica Ramos, whose district covers Citi Field, has refused to sponsor the bill, and Cohen has been unable to find another lawmaker to introduce it. The last hurdle would be obtaining one of the three available casino licenses among 11 competitors, including Caesars Times Square Casino Project. The Gaming Facility Location Board will announce the winning bids by the end of 2025.